will redouble its efforts to end the upsurge in violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants and will seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU also called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists were essential. The 27-nation EU has never had the impact Washington can wield in the region, and no immediate breakthrough was expected from Tuesday's meeting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the current escalation in the Mideast conflict and emphasized Germany's solidarity with Israel and the country's right to self-defense. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. The top diplomat also said on Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has a burden to avoid civilian casualties. Blinken spoke at a news conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, as pressure is increasing on the Biden administration to ask for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He says he has not seen any Israeli evidence of Hamas operating in the Gaza office building hit by an airstrike over the weekend.
I've not seen any information provided, and again, to the extent that it is intelligence that would have been shared with other colleagues, and I'll leave that to them to assess.
Blinken says he has asked for Israel for justification for the strike. This is VOA News. Britain lifted many of its coronavirus lockdown restrictions on Monday. The reopening comes as infection